Well, Daniel, you've tasted the sweet success, and now you've tasted the hurt that comes from not being able to defend the title. Poetry just simply too good on the day.
Yeah, that's probably fair enough. We see that, you know, a bit too big, a bit too strong for us today, and we obviously didn't put our heads down. We kept having a crack till the end, but I think, yeah, the damage was done. Congratulations to them. Our guys keep their heads up, though, and we've got a pretty young side still, so we'll be there or thereabouts again next year.
And it's nice to see that you're able to carry your brother to Sam in a grand final. It's something that not many families get to enjoy.
Obviously pretty special getting to play a grand final with Sam. We got to play first grade together for the first time earlier in the year. So it was pretty special. And the Brumble boys and the Maunder boys both got to play together today too. So enjoyable part of the day.
Also, you got to be able to secure yourself a starting spot as well. You've been working your guts out for that through all the premiership years. And it must be satisfying to be able to know that you're a first grader and you've been consistent in the year.
Not bad for a ref. 4 years ago, I was running around with a whistle and, managed to establish myself in the first grade side now. So, yeah, pretty satisfying, I guess. I had to work hard and obviously been, you know, encouraged and developed along the way. Leno's been my coach for the last 4 years and he's obviously helped a lot with making me confident enough to play at the top grade. So, happy that I got there and, keen to go again next year and see if we can't go one better.
Do you think being a referee has made you a better player and helped you sort of get up the scales, or is this just pure hard work on the way through as well?
I definitely think having an understanding of the law helped. Probably early on when I first started playing again, it was a source of frustration, but now I've sort of managed to get on top of that, and it's good fun and being able to have a bit of a rapport with the ref, and obviously having a good understanding of the game is going to make any player find their job easier.
And how's the club going overall, man? You're part of the crew there that's part of the club. First and seconds have had a great year. Rod down the line there with Nolo's done a great job with the juniors as well, moving that transitional phase for you blokes to bring more players through to the seniors. And of course Jason has turned his hand beautifully there for the sixes to the 14s in the juniors.
Yeah, our club, both the junior club and the senior club, are both in pretty good places at the moment. Four grand finals in a row now in first grade. Our Reggie side have unfortunately haven't quite got there and come third the last four or five seasons, so the results are pretty consistent and something we can be pretty proud of. And we've got a really good junior set up now that's going to keep feeding into that. So, yeah, that's the plan. We'll keep building that depth and keep coming back for more.
Well, now we're going to move to cricket now. You're the president of the Narrabri District Cricket. So tell us a little bit how we're looking forward to the new year. Season kicks off on the 7th and 8th. And it's really now for everybody to climb into those four clubs and be part of it. Go to Collins Oval and Coomer Oval and all over town.
Cricket season's coming up pretty quickly. Don't get too much of a break, but we'll launch into that. Pretty happy with our format last year. We tweaked it a bit, so we'll have 2020 and a slightly shorter season, give blokes the opportunity to have a bye week during the season. All four clubs are in pretty good places, I think. Tourists might be a bit light on numbers, but there's a good core of blokes there that work pretty hard for their club, so expect all four clubs to be up for it. We've got a pretty exciting district season coming up too. There's been a bit of a restructure with the district comp, the Northern Inland comp, so that's exciting and something we're pretty keen to rip into.
Of course, you've been able to get fellas like Ryan, and great to see Kobe's move through and been selected for New South Wales under 17s. It's just all the hard work, the Tricky and all the crew there at the juniors are starting to bear fruit.
Yeah, definitely. There's a good bunch of young fellas starting to come through and push into that district side. They got to the final of the War Vets Cup last year and didn't quite get there, but they'll be better for that. And hopefully they keep putting their hand up and wanting to play more than anything so I can have my Sundays back. It's really good to see a bit of depth coming through Narrabri cricket, and we're in a pretty good place after having a couple of pretty lean years there.
Finally, of course, Steve O'Keefe made a bit of effort to come up for the Blues Blitz, which is fantastic to see. We need to see more of that, don't we? We need to see more of the Sixers and the Thunder and the Test players come up. And also, of course, the big thing that's really driving cricket now is women's cricket through the 2020 WBBL.
Yeah, definitely. And Narrabri's obviously got a pretty good history there of women's cricket and schoolgirl cricket, which has obviously been a really good source of players for our comp and for some rep teams around the place. With any code rugby or cricket, I think it's important that that the powers that be and the people that get to sign the checks keep in mind where it all comes from. It's got to be more about grassroots. It's all well and good to have high performance units, all that kind of thing, but it's a fair bit of money down the toilet when things don't go well at the top, and the way to fix that's going to be to work from the bottom up. So yeah, heads up ARU and Cricket Australia.
Yeah, all the best and thanks for your time, Dan. Commiserations on the loss, but we look forward to a new cricket season that should be fun in Narrabri.
Yeah, cheers, Vicky.